This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Right now, we bring on MLB insider Buster Olney. Good morning, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Well, there's a lot of excitement around here for the Texas Rangers, but I have to admit, I have become somewhat concerned over the last week or so, and now you add in injuries to John Gray, further complications with Cody Bradford. What is the proper concern level for the rotation at the start of the year?
Well, I think given especially where we've seen injuries in baseball in recent years, I think for the Rangers at this point, probably a 6 or a 7 would be the level of concern. You know, if all things go right with the guys that they have, they'll be fine, I think, in the end. But, you know, Jacob DeGrom's injury history is his injury history, and Nathan Eovaldi's injury history is what it is. And you just hope that they're able to hold together. Now, I would say this, you know, I think from the Rangers' perspective, playing in the American League West, the bar is not as high as it's been in the past. You'd be especially concerned about these injuries if they were playing in the American League East or if they're playing in the National League East. But they're playing in the National League West, or the American League West, which is, I think you guys would agree with me, it's kind of taken a step down in recent years with the Astros going from a dominant presence to a, you know, a team that, you know, probably in its best would win 90 games.
For sure. Buster, when it comes to lighter and rocker, I think those would be two that easily Ranger fans would just assume, hey, if you don't have Bradford, you don't have Gray, these two are ready to slide right in there and fill the back end of that rotation. How much patience do you still give those two pitchers who have had kind of up and down journeys here since being drafted?
Well, a couple things. First off, I'm biased because I went to Vanderbilt, and those two guys are, you know, made any alum proud. So I believe, having watched them in college, they believe that they're going to figure it out. It's been neat to see Leiter's velocity take such a significant jump in the last year. You do hope that his command gets better. I think the numbers are something like 9 walks in 15 innings this spring, or 8 walks in 15 innings. You know, that has to get better. But a year ago, I think the question that I was hearing from folks around baseball was, does he have enough in terms of weapons? Well, he does now, right? He always had the pedigree to pitch, but if he's throwing harder, then he's going to have more margin for error with his stuff. You just hope that he learns to command it better as time goes on. And those are two pretty damn good options. You know, you're not talking about you know, guys who are low ceiling journeyman bouncing around type guys. You're talking about guys that if they're right, they could become weapons.
Now, the big news that's going to be happening, I want to say tomorrow in the morning, is the Tokyo series. We've talked a lot about some of the buzz that this has picked up. Do you feel a lot of buzz going into this Tokyo series? And then we can dive into the Mookie Betts illness.
Yeah, no question about it. Look, you know, there's a lot of debate among baseball fans about, you know, are the Dodgers the new evil empire? The fact is that they're a team that everyone's going to pay attention to. There might be complaining about where they've taken their payroll, and in the end, at the end of the year, because of this amazing traveling circus they put together of great stars, they're going to lead the majors in road attendance. And so, yeah, there is buzz for this game tomorrow. You know, to play a traditional franchise like the Chicago Cubs, I think there's going to be a lot of response to that. It's kind of a fun bar, you know, conversation now about, you know, who has the best chance of beating the Dodgers, because there's no question on paper, you know, they look like they're the team to beat. They could become the first team since those 98 to 2000 Yankees, you know, to win back-to-back World Series. And it's going to take a lot for somebody to unseat them. So I think everyone will be paying attention when that game starts tomorrow.
Do you think there's anywhere in all of Tokyo or maybe Japan that Shohei Ohtani could just go walk around without being mobbed by
no
people?
No chance. No chance. First off, you know, and I'm, you know, if you guys have been up close to him, he's so big. Nice. I mean, right from the get-go, he just stands out at 6'5", you know, 6'6", and 230 pounds. But he's just bigger than life there. He's bigger than life here in some ways. There's a real conversation, I think, to be had about whether or not he's the greatest baseball player ever. I think he is. When you're talking about somebody doing all of that, being that dominant as a hitter, and then to be that good as a pitcher all at once, it's crazy. So, you know, he's getting the sort of attention that, you know, over there, the way Michael Jordan did over here back when he was in his heyday.
And I know the anticipation level is still high, but got to be some disappointment with Mookie Betts missing the series with an illness. And do you know anything more about that? Because when I heard he lost 15 pounds, that feels pretty shocking.
Yeah. Yeah, and look, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the video of him walking off the field yesterday after going through a truncated workout. I mean, he looked terrible. He just looked really sickly, and those 15 pounds really showed. I don't know exactly what the nature of the illness is. What Dave Roberts told reporters is that he had this bug when he got on the plane going to Tokyo, which I'm sure to some degree might have the Dodgers you know, sort of crossing your fingers and hoping that it's not a what's referred to in baseball as a clubhouse crud being passed around among other players. But it does say a lot about, you know, how significant this is that, you know, in advance, well in advance of the start of game one of the season, you know, they're telling us Mookie Betts is not going to be available for this entire series. So he's hurting.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buster only with us here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, Buster, when it comes to, you mentioned the evil empire that are the Dodgers, the salary cap in Major League Baseball has been floated out there. Do you envision a salary cap actually being put in place in Major League Baseball?
So for the first time since I started covering baseball, the answer is yes. You know, because for years, the Players Association has their response to that has always been, we will never agree to a salary cap or any kind of restriction on salaries as a point of principle. I will tell you that I think there's more sentiment among the rank and file players to at least discuss the idea of more money for more players, which, you know, if the salary cap system, the way MLB is going to sell it to the players is, look, you get a bigger share of the pie, more money for more players, and on top of that, you know, more competitive balance. You know, I think the Dodgers, it's not only fans, I think, who are upset about, you know, the fact that the Dodgers are so loaded. There are some players now even, and I can't use the player's name, but I heard a story about a, you know, a longtime big leaguer. Once he heard the news about Roki Sasaki picking the Dodgers, the player's response was he was golfing with a mutual friend, and he, you know, his response was, what's the point?
Wow.
Like, if the Dodgers are going to get that many great players and separate themselves, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I do think there's going to be some sentiment among the players. Hey, let's see if there's a system that has more competitive balance. I think the union is weaker than I've ever seen it. And I started covering baseball in 1989. I think it's ripe for a change like this. And I think there are enough small market owners that are going to use the Dodgers. We're already seeing it with it, like the owner of the Rockies the other day, basically coming out and using the Dodgers as an example of why a salary cap is needed.
Wow. So you mentioned Roky Sasaki. For people who haven't had a chance to see any of him in spring training, what should they expect when he takes the hill on Wednesday morning?
Arguably the best pitch in baseball, okay? I can't remember who it was. I had a conversation. Oh, no, Tim Kirchin, you know, who you guys know well.
Yeah.
He works with us. He used to cover the Rangers back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, okay, Tim, what's your view of what the best pitch in baseball history is? And he said, Nolan Ryan's fastball. But in that conversation is Roky Sasaki's split-fingered fastball. People just marvel at this thing, which drops so quickly and is thrown so hard that, you know, there's already a conversation I know among people who know pitching about whether or not right now that's the best pitch in baseball. And the guy hasn't thrown a pitch in the major leagues. You know, that's how good he is. 23 years old, absolutely dominant stuff. I can't wait to see him in an actual game to see how that split-finger fastball translates, you know, along with a, you know, his 100 to 101 mile an hour fastball. It's going to be dynamic.
Sticking with pitching, I think one of the big concerns we've got with our Rangers is the closer. They don't really have anybody that is solidified as a closer. You've mentioned how long you've been covering the sport. Are we overrating that as a fan base, being so concerned going into the season? Is that something that will just easily figure itself out?
Yes, in March. And shoot, you know, 2 years ago we had a great example of it. Who thought Josh Force was by the end of the postseason would be one of the most dynamic relievers in the sport? You know, there's time for that. Especially, you know, I'll really date myself here. I played in a rec league basketball with Bruce Bochy back in the 90s.
Oh, wow.
And I can tell you, next time you have him on, you know, tell him, and I saw this, I witnessed this, because you're figuring he probably, as a basketball player, his best part of his game was like being a banger inside. No, he had like a sweet 12 to 15 foot jumper. But Bruce Bochy knows pitching so well that, you know, over the course of the year, he'll figure it out, right? And Chris Young is aggressive enough, and if the Rangers are in contention, maybe they're the team that goes trades for Ryan Helsley. You know, the great closer for the Cardinals almost certainly is going to be traded this year. There's plenty of time to figure out the closer thing. If you had a, you know, an issue at shortstop, you had an issue at second base, you had an issue at, you know, number one in your rotation, those would be big concerns. Having a closer situation sort of be in a state of flux in March, not a big deal.
Now, I wanted to just get your thoughts about a former Texas Ranger who has had a kind of a shocking fall. This is somebody who I think a lot of Rangers fans wanted to build the franchise around several years ago, but Joey Gallo being released from the White Sox and saying he's going to become a pitcher. Where are we going with this?
Well, it tells you the trajectory of where he is as a hitter that he's entertaining this. And if he, you know, just publicly, you know, came out with that yesterday, you know, he's been thinking about it probably not even for months, but for years. You know, you hope that it works out. He's a great athlete. You know, the best, most important factor of being a pitcher is being able to repeat your delivery. You can't do that unless you're a great athlete. So you hope that it works out. But I'm sure that there'd be people skeptical that he can make that sort of transition. If he's willing to put in the work, shoot, we've seen guys like Rick Ankiel make a similar transition, and hopefully it does that for Joey.
And appreciate all of the insight that you've brought us. Believe it or not, we're about to start the season tomorrow morning. Then there'll be a little bit of a break, and
Woo-hoo!
Then the rest of the season will go. Thank you very much for the time and info, good sir.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
There you go. Buster Olney right here on 105.3 The Fan.